Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, September 2nd, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS from the Omni Group. If you have a damaged Apple Watch Series 2 or Apple Watch Series 3 sitting around, there's a chance Apple could replace it for free under a new replacement program publicly announced on Friday. Apple has determined that in certain circumstances, a crack may form along the rounded edge of the screen in aluminum models of the Apple Watch Series 2 and Series 3. In such instances, Apple will replace the screen for free. Apple's new screen replacement program covers a specific type of screen cracking that may affect models sold between September 2016 and September 2019. That means select Apple Watch models sold through next month may be included in this replacement program. This also suggests that the flaw could be addressed in future production models, or that Apple could remove affected models from the lineup. More likely, however, is that Apple will also expand the replacement program to include later dates in the future. The Apple Watch has been included in similar replacement programs over the last several years, including two that repaired expanded batteries for the first generation and Series 2 models, as well as a program that affected Apple Watch back covers. If your Apple Watch is affected by this screen flaw, you can have it repaired at Apple retail stores, through mail-in repair service, and at Apple-authorized service providers. In other news, the trade war between the United States and China has officially started to impact Apple. As of 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday morning, Apple products including the Apple Watch, AirPods, and HomePod are now being hit with 15% tariffs. There were threats from President Trump that the tariffs could actually push as high as 30%, but the administration seems to have settled on 15% for now. The full list of Apple products affected by this round of tariffs include Apple Watch and Apple Watch Bands, AirPods, HomePod, some Beats headphones, and the iMac. Bloomberg also notes that repair parts for iPhones may be hit, while flash storage components used in the iPhone could also be affected. Analysts have predicted that Apple will likely absorb the cost of the tariffs, but it's not out of the question that Apple could raise some prices to help account for the new 15% hit. The iPhone itself has been left out of this round of tariffs, but it will face a 15% penalty starting on December 15th. This at least means that Apple avoids an iPhone tariff during the launch of the iPhone 11 later this month. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS. OmniFocus for iOS has long been the gold standard to-do manager for iPhone and iPad users. In fact, the app originally shipped on day one of the App Store, but it's come quite a way since then. OmniFocus on iOS gives you everything you need to plan, review, and forecast all of your upcoming tasks with features for organizing projects with due dates, flags, and an inbox-style UI that lets you quickly add tasks and search by tags. A forecast perspective helps you plan ahead, while OmniFocus tells you exactly what you need to do next to get your tasks done on time. These days, the iOS app also syncs with the companion Mac app and the new OmniFocus for Web app that you can access from any browser. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for iOS today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5iOS or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Something we haven't talked much about recently is Apple's rumored tile-like tracking device that is said to be in development. With iOS 13 and macOS Catalina, Apple introduced an all-new Find My application that makes it easy to locate your devices and friends. Back in April, 9to5 Mac exclusively reported that Apple is also developing a personal item tracker that would work similar to the popular Tile item trackers. For those unfamiliar, Tile is a popular third-party Bluetooth item tracker. It's a small square device that you affix to an item, and from there, you can easily track that item via the Tile application on your iPhone. For instance, you could attach a Tile Pro to your set of keys and use the app to locate your keys should you misplace them. The true selling point of Apple's item tracker, however, will be its integration with iOS. It is believed that you'll be able to access your item trackers via the Find My app on iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Once the Apple tags are available, there'll be a new Items tab in the Find My application for all things you choose to track. For instance, if you attach an Apple item tracker to your wallet, your wallet will show up in the Find My application, just like your iPhone and iPad currently do. The item tracker itself will be paired to a user's iCloud account by proximity to an iPhone, much like how AirPods work now. Users will also be able to receive notifications when their iPhone gets too far away from the tag. For instance, your iPhone could alert you if you get too far from your keys or wallet to prevent you from leaving them someplace. Certain locations can also be added to a list of ignored locations so that an item can be left there without you receiving a notification. Furthermore, you'll be able to put Apple's item tracker in lost mode, which means the tags will store your contact information, allowing other Apple users to read that information. In such instances, you'll receive a notification when your item has been found. In many ways, the Apple item tracker will work a lot like the new offline location features of the Find My app. Apple is seemingly trying to take advantage of the vast number of active Apple devices and use that to create a crowdsourced network off of which the standalone item trackers can run. Ultimately, what this means is that you'll be able to attach Apple's physical item tracker to any device, such as your wallet, keys, backpack, and more, and track that item via the Find My app on your iOS device and Mac. The item tracker will be able to communicate with all nearby iPhones and iPads, helping you locate it even if you aren't near it. Availability and price remain largely unclear for Apple's item tracker. Given that there have been assets within iOS 13 that relate to the accessory, it does not seem out of the question that Apple will announce the item tracker at its event next week. Other things new on 9to5 Mac include a detailed review looking at the best iPhone camera apps for low-light night shots. We also have the latest Final Cut Friday video from Jeff Benjamin, which walks you through how to use keywords to easily locate clips from the project timeline. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to OmniFocus for sponsoring today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.